download from Triple J.
For more music, current affairs, comedy and culture, triplej.net.au.
And now...
2008. On Triple J's 2008, a great song from Sydney band Mercy Arms. It's their latest single and also a taste of their long-awaited debut album. That track is called Half Right. These guys are big fans of the shoegazer movement of the late 80s and early 90s in the UK, bands like My Bloody Valentine. They're also big fans of a lot of 80s Australian music like the Triffids and also the Go-Betweens. I spoke to two of the guys from Mercy Arms this week. This album is absolutely released independently by the group. It could have gone a completely different way. A few years ago, there was much speculation about Mercy Arms, and a lot of people were talking about this band because they were set to sign with one of the largest American record labels. Now, when I spoke to Tom Moore and Ash Moss from Mercy Arms, I asked them what went wrong with that deal a couple of years ago.
The label, specifically Capitol, merged with another Virgin, and they became a new group, and the reasons which we were told about at the time were domestic rosters and things like that. So us, along with a host of other Australian acts, were all sort of given, I guess, ultimatums of what we would have to do and things like that, which weren't in our plan.
It was certainly in our best interest to kind of continue forward as a band and go our separate ways from the label. And I think it worked out best because it enabled us to do this record and do it the way we wanted to. And have complete creative control on it, and
without answering to anyone except ourselves.
So, when they merged and the new dealings were being talked about, they wanted to have far more creative control than the original contract.
It was also about domestic rosters, US wise. Like, as you'd know, the US industry, music industry at the moment is just like a bit of a minefield, especially over the last 5 years. And we signed, literally, I think we've been told, because I've spoken to a lot of people over the years, that we were one of the last bands that a sort of experience happened like what happened to us. We were 19, I think we were all 19 around there, 19, 20. And literally 2 months later or something, we were in LA, New York, London, record labels flying us over there doing all that stuff, you know? So it was very surreal. And I've been told that we were one of the last bands that were flown over on the, you know, on the sort of basis of four MySpace songs, no big fan base in their local thing, you know, just plucked, so to speak. I don't think they're really doing that anymore. It's much more of a sure thing, as in, like, got the album, it's getting good reviews or whatever, and in their local territory, which for us is Australia, and then they want to know about your story, and then they take you from there.
So they want you to kind of prove that you got an audience already, or that you can attract an audience.
Very much so. They're not. It's not. No longer is it sort of about these. It's not really searching for gold or something, like, which I sort of view the old way, the old mode that they used to do. It seems to be looking for jewels in the rough and just taking them, whereas now you really have to shine and they have to believe in you because they're just losing so much money, especially to indie acts like us.
But back then, when they were courting you and talking to you...
This was sort of post-Vines, Strokes, White Stripes, all that. Yeah, it's big bands.
Were you caught up in the feverish moments and thinking that everything was going to happen for you?
We sat there on the top of Capitol Records, the infamous round building, with the president, Andy Slater, saying, forget these guys, it's you, we want to do this, we do, where do you want to go, where do you want to record? The first idea which they had wasn't recording an album in one city, and this is fact, it was going to Buenos Aires, or whatever, doing two songs, going to Alaska, doing two songs, travelling around, doing some sort of conceptual album. Yeah, it was a very Phil Spector-ish
album. It was really just surreal. At the time, it all happened so fast.
To get caught up.
And we kind of took it as we came, but we were quite young, and that seemed like a great, exciting, wild idea to us. Looking back now, I don't think it would have worked. It would have, the album, I don't see how it would have, could have flowed.
So with that plan that Capitol had for you at one point of kind of travelling around the world, recording different songs in different parts of the world, I mean, how far did all of this progress until it actually just felt wrong for the band?
No. We were with Capitol for three months or something ridiculous. Like, it was all just talked about,
but nothing actually was implemented.
Exactly. You know, to the point of that, we went there, were promised all these things, received our first advance to get gear and start working on things, and then they merged, and the whole thing just was like it never happened. It was a really surreal experience.
We kind of just were focusing still on the music as a band anyway while all this was going on, trying our best to anyway, and then it kind of... Big things were happening over there with the industry anyway, and then it kind of just happened, and we just continued on writing and working together, playing shows, that kind of stuff.
So it wasn't incredibly disappointing when it all sort of disappeared in front of
it wasn't
faces.
A good thing, but it definitely we kept going with it. We just kept going with it and didn't let it affect us in any way.
I think it definitely affected us, and yeah. It was definitely an extremely disappointing thing for me. I can definitely speak personally. But as Ash says, we're not the sort of band that just we're going to sit there and let that defeat us. But as young people and also young Australians, you're so isolated from the rest of the world. And now we hadn't travelled overseas really at all.
Not particularly, no.
And so we flew to America and England and had all these things discussed. And then we're back in Australia and it was just like it never happened in a way. So it was quite something to deal with. At that age.
Well, the good thing, as you mentioned before, it funded the recording of this record, did it?
Which is exactly yes. What Ash was leading upon, in that yeah. it did enable us to do what we wanted to do, and now we're all the stronger for it.
On Triple J, it's a really terrific album, and you'll hear it over the course of the next week, as of tomorrow morning. It's going to be our new feature album on Triple J from Sydney band Mercy Arms. The self-titled album, Tom and Ash from the band were having a chat to me before that. Tom the singer, Ash the bass player. That track from the record is lovely. It's called To Me Now. And they were detailing some of the lead-up that they went through in the last couple of years to get to this point where they could actually record an album. They worked with the wonderful Tony Cohen in a Melbourne studio to make this record. He's a legendary Australian producer who's produced some great Nick Cave records, amongst others, over his time in the biz. Mercy Arms are going to be on the road. Well, actually, they're touring for Triple J at the moment. Their next run of shows are in Wollongong and Canberra this coming week. This coming Thursday night, you can catch the band playing at Oxford Tavern in Wollongong. Then they hit Canberra on Friday night to play the Green Room. The weeks after that, they've got shows coming up in Adelaide, Perth, and also Brisbane.
2008.
New releases every Sunday evening.
Triple J.